Yes, we've talked about the land, and it's part of our faith responsibility to care for the land. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs yielding seed and fruit trees yielding fruit after there's kind, and those seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. I know that within this congregation there's been many who have cared for the land. And right here in this county. And it's been there. And there are great farmers here. There are great gardeners here. There are those of you who have traveled and enjoyed the land around Ohio, around the United States, and around the world. And been to the mountains and been to the deserts and have seen that golden field from that skyway somewhere. Of course, how do you care for the land? It comes in so many different thoughts and ways, and you all probably realize by now that I've been an environmentalist for my adult life. And so I seek to care for the land that way. But I also have told you many, many stories about my going back down home to Kentucky to that land, the family farm, the Sparks farm. I told you gobs of stories. I really haven't told you very many land stories about our farm and Rebecca's family history, the farm that we're going to retire to, or have now retired to. And so as we talk about the land and the beauty and Jesus' words, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Wow. What does Jesus mean about uprooting the plants? Is that an analogy, or is that literally a plant? We could preach on it and preach on it. But we have taken on the responsibility of restoring an old Appalachian farm. And my task today is to break away from the normal sermon routine and share that with you. I just believe that all of us have stories. That one of the things I have not done as your pastor, I have not had your stories come forth. And that needs to become part of this church. I've learned a few of your stories. Bob has shared his story about communion cup around the world. I'm sure it's been shared here many times. It needs to come forth periodically. Some of you who have been in our military, you have stories. Some of you have stories about the farm, and you're moving to that farm. I know we got one right here. And then moving out of that farm, retiring away from it. And some of us are going the opposite, retiring and then moving to the farm. But the stories are wonderful. And I hope we'll learn how to include them as part of our worship periodically in the future. Not just the pastor's story, I've given you so many, but your stories. So today, Rebecca and I are standing at our farm. She first took me there when I was 18. We were not married, just high school graduates, and commented then, would love to spend my life on this farm. And we always said, how are we going to move to the farm where she had spent almost at least half of her weekends as a child there, going back from Columbus to the farm. So we go there. And it's, of course, has its places of beauty. And then it has its history. The old farmhouse that Rebecca and I plan to restore. Our farm goes way back. That is a land grant. The president's name on there is, someone see it? Yeah, Andrew Jackson. One night, my son and I were working inside the old farmhouse, cleaning out some things, and he said, "Dad, this wall looks like it would open." We opened the wall. I mean, we didn't know that wall opened for 40 years. And it's full of historic things. And we said to Granddad, "Look at all that's in this wall. You never told us about it." "Oh, we never told you about that wall." So it's been wonderful discovering what's there, and seeing all the history, and all the great family history, and the great, great, great. And this is Alta Griffith. It's the Griffith Ridge Farm, and her husband Asher is the one who built the farmhouse. And we keep the history going. We're going to remodel this farmhouse, restore it, and put an addition on the back. It's got more than a house, of course. It's got our barns, our chicken house, our granary. And just wonderful places to walk. I don't know if you can see my doggy in there. Lots of beauty. God has created the earth, and it is such a beautiful place for us. And it's no exception there. And that beauty is in the plants, and it's in the forest, it's in the fields. And, of course, we love the cattle. Whoops, where's the cattle? There they are. So we have a big job of taking care of this beauty that's there before us. In keeping it present and finding a tree that we can hang a swing on. But that will be a good part of our work, restoring that house. And of course, we've already started. The old outhouse we worked on Memorial Day. Y'all want to know what I did Memorial Day weekend when I took off? That's what I did. But inside the house, of course, it has all the old ways. A stove with a wood, half wood stove and half electric. Some of you've got things like this in your homes. A lot of the great antiques and a lot of the work that needs to be done. This particular house is solid wood. There's not a piece of plaster in it. And then, of course, there's always other great things to find, and that's in the smokehouse. We never smoked that bird nest, but those birds. Where'd all this come from us? came from Granddad Griffith. I called him Pop. And we could tell stories forever. What did he do? He built a new house when he retired so he could go back to the farm and leave his job in Columbus working at Methodist Theological Seminary and keep the farm going. By the way, this is where we're living now, and that's my wood shop, and that's some of the beauty you can see from the house. But what's everything that we talk about at that farm is Granddad on his old tractor, 48 John Deere M. It was a great experience, and it was a John Deere, so we all celebrated that. And he kept the potatoes going. It's now been 8 years with no potatoes after 100 and some years, potatoes on this farm. And the last year that we dug them up, before he went to the nursing home, it was a great year. One of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life. I mean, I've had some challenges with you all, folks, but nothing like this one. I had to tell Granddad, "Hey, Pop, you can't get on the tractor anymore." He never forgave me for taking his tractor away, but he couldn't climb into it at 80, whatever 80 years old he was anymore. So we have responsibilities to care for our land, plus to live and to pass it on to the others. We have fun at the farm with our horses periodically, someone bringing horses, and when my son brings his, it's a great experience. And of course, we're always waiting for the grandchildren to come. And now, like always, we still have hay. We still do logs. This is when the big storm last summer, or summer before last, just blew down so many things, and I said, we're never going to have a white oak taken out of this farm again. Well, storms didn't agree with me. They took that white oak out of there. And now we also have blueberries on the farm, picked this summer. And we continue to raise our cattle. And that happens to be Bethany. Yes, we're building relationships with these cows. All of the steers, Rebecca calls Henry. She says, I have to call them Henry that way if they have to go away and be sold. I don't like the name Henry. I said, well, that's one of my uncle's names. But Bethany was named because, as you all know, I've been, my work around the state of West Virginia and around the country, I was honored by Bethany College, and that's when that calf was born, so it got named Bethany. And you can't see the bird up there, but we love to feed the birds. But what's most important are the great memories already happening about our grandchildren. And there she is by Asher's well. But Asher not only built the farmhouse, he dug the well. And that's the future of our farm. And that's why I went out and I did it, folks. Bought a tractor. And we love the farm. And we now have 23 hours on that tractor. But y'all are welcome to come to the farm, and our bear might just greet you. Appreciate you sitting through this, an irregular sermon. But I hope it lets you know that this earth is so valuable. And I've given my life to so many issues, so many concerns for people in the church and outside of the church, in the legislature and outside of the legislature. But now that walk with Jesus that I've so valued is going to be in this place that we so love and feel there's a responsibility for. It may be an example that all of us have our dreams, our hopes, our visions, and our love, and we can at least carry out a portion of it in our lives. And we, Rebecca and I, and our children, are blessed, even though it's a lot of work. A lot of work. Amen.